You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with y'all for rolling on this Thursday morning, day before the 4th of July. Hope you're gearing up for a nice, tremendous summer weekend in the year 2025. We got a first place Phillies team. Little Splitsville with San Diego yesterday. Take 2 of 3 of the series overall, so we'll talk about that. Eagles to training camp now in less than 3 weeks. We look forward to that. 76ers.
What?
Yeah. 19 days, John. 19.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's...
That just gave me some, like, goosebumps.
Yeah,
that's
no,
it's... so exciting.
It's pretty cool. So they're back soon. Sixers extremely quiet with NBA free agency. They kept Eric Gordon yesterday, but come on. We'll do more of me versus Jack. The baseball competition looms next. That's next week. And a lot today on Bryce Harper. So if you don't know, it was just a couple days ago, Bryce Harper, the midway point of his contract. So we called today Harper at the Half. A deep dive on obviously one of the great players in the history of Philadelphia sports. A lot of positives, some negatives, but way more positives than negatives. We'll talk today about Bryce's impact already and how you project it moving forward. The whole Bryce Harper thing out there today. Harper at the Half, 215-592-9494. Plus your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. You can only win them if you call. Rich!
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
July used to be called Quintilis.
When? And I don't mean in Quintilis. I mean in what year?
Prior to 44 BC.
Oh, before Caesar did his thing. So is that a Latin term?
Quintilis means something to do with fifth, because it used to be the fifth month.
Yeah, interesting.
Then they added January and February.
Yeah.
Quintilis became the seventh month of the 12-month calendar that's now no longer the Roman calendar. Mm-hmm. It's the Gregorian calendar.
Look at you. Look at you with these facts.
I know, right?
Look at this Caesar, guy. Look at this guy. Upon his murder in 44 BC, that's the reason they renamed it. They renamed it July.
That's pretty good.
Imagine
Julius
if someone
Caesar
was just like, hey, guess what? 2 more months, guys. We're changing it all.
Yeah, and he also had that 444-day year because they had to adjust the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
The longest year ever, and it really was.
It was
super long.
They were all out of whack. All right, so Phil's from yesterday, you can weigh in. Look, obviously concern has to start setting in on Abel and whether you trust him. And I'm not saying like red flag alarm to the highest degree. But this is a season where you're trying to win a World Series. You're going to be obviously competing in the postseason. I mean, at least we think they will. And we know Mick Abel's not going to get a start in the postseason. But, you know, now it's like, okay, do you want him in the bullpen or not? So we'll see. He's not obviously the prospect Andrew Painter is. And we're starting to see some of the what's it called? The bloom off the rose? Is that the phrase?
I think so.
On Mick Abel. Yeah. So, but Sanchez, great. And
he
you know,
was really low-key despite all of it yesterday.
Were we talking about Abel or Sanchez?
Mick Abel.
Well, like, yeah, but yeah, I mean, but he got bombed. He got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, he was bad. He couldn't get out of the second inning. That was horrendous.
On a day when you obviously don't want to go to the bullpen too much because now you got extra players up because, you know, the new rules and all. But
he
anyway.
He couldn't throw strikes. Yeah, correct. Five guys. Right, you walk guys home. Right. You can't win when Mick Abel plays like that, when he throws like
but
that.
But what's good is, you know, Sanchez is going to get a start in the postseason, and he was tremendous again. I feel like in many ways he's almost been the guy we've talked the least about that's been the best. When I say the best, I mean the best of the guys we've talked the least about. So anyway, a lot from yesterday to react to. Phil's two games up, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Harper at the half. So I'm just going to roll out a series of topics related to Bryce Harper, and I want your assessment as you assess Bryce Harper at the half of his contract. Reminder, it was a 13-year, $330 million deal, which did not have an opt-out. And it's very notable, if he had had an opt-out after, let's say, 5 years, holy mackerel, he would have been extended, and he would have likely been extended here, and he would have been extended into his 40s, and that would have hurt the Phillies. What we know is this. He came here saying all the right things. Now, there was a pandering aspect, some people think. I was one of them that thought that. But he said a lot right. He shows a lot of respect to the Phillies history, the baseball history. And obviously a lot has occurred. So let me just roll out a few things and then everyone's assessment, 215-592-9494. I'm curious, when you think of Bryce Harper at the half, when I say these things, what goes through your mind? The turnaround from a 500 club, which they were for a few years there, reaching the playoffs, three Red Octobers. Prior to that, an MVP. Typically saying the right things, sometimes in people's mind, the pandering thing. Playoff disappointments. He has generally been outstanding. Not every series, but for the bulk of the postseasons, he's been outstanding. But obviously, three times they've hit a brick wall in October. There's great disappointment there. I ask you this question, and I'm going to get it right out of the gate, because I think in some ways it's maybe the most intriguing question today. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you hold it against Bryce Harper that the Phillies have not won a World Series during his tenure here? Yes or no? I want you to chew on that and get ready to call. Do you hold it against him? Now, what's also occurred, injuries obviously have set in. Some physical decline probably has set in. There's some concern moving forward. Your option, obviously, to determine to what degree. He has expressed a desire for an extension, which he's clearly not going to get now. We ask you his rank in Phillies history and Philadelphia sports history. Look, there's a lot there. John, let's just start with the big one. Do you hold it against Bryce that he haven't won the World Series? And your thoughts off the cuff on Bryce Harper?
Absolutely not. I do not hold it against Bryce that we haven't won. Before Bryce, we used to be an every other team. I mean,
win one, lose one. Yeah, that's what 81 and 81
is. That's exactly what we did. That Joe, we as a show, like me as a person, as a fan, I didn't even pay attention closely. I knew it would be every other. Yeah. I knew it would be, oh, we won, oh, we lost. Oh, we won, oh, we lost.
I agree with you.
And everyone was just like, hey, you know what? It's not even worth engaging. Because it's going to be in every other.
And then, by the way, those were in the better years, because that's 2018 and 17.
This is after we emerged from abysmal, like even worse than every other.
Yeah, like losing close to 100 games for a couple years. So I agree with you. So, John, you're much, much, much more pro-Bryce than those that dog him for the team not having won it. I agree with you.
Look, Bryce has elevated this team, especially in the big moments. I expect him to lead this group to another World Series, and I do not want to put the cart before the horse, but I know that that's the way this team is paid. I know that that is the window that we're talking about, and it is a highly explosive team. When things are working right, man, our offense can be great. And we know that's all we need because the pitching is unbelievable. Yeah. The pitching is finally where we need it to be.
Yep.
There's this offense, we still have time to help. Yeah, of course, we could use some help reliever-wise because our best reliever decided to, you know, let us down.
Which, by the way, might have been why he was their best reliever.
Maybe. look, the team is legit. Bryce has been a catalyst for on-field success. He won the MVP.
Yeah.
He helped lead us to a World Series berth. And in those postseason experiences, proved how clutch he can be for us. You know, that was a huge deal. He's become a clubhouse leader, a fan favorite. You know, he helps boost that morale. I do think this year it became a problem when he sort of led the guys by saying, hey, we got to put the daycare behind us. I think that was ill-advised. I think he was trying to lead, and it sort of left the team in the lurch because they didn't know exactly how to be. And, you know, they've gotten past that now. But, you know, again, he is the guy who sets the tempo. He and Kyle Schwarber are the guys who sort of everyone looks to for reference and leadership, I'm sure. I do think his wrist needs some love and attention, and he's going to have to start treating his treatment of injuries differently. You know, that you can't be the tough guy who ignores everything and fights through and, you know, until it goes away much longer because it's catching up to him.
Well, it is, and I think he's aware of that. Look, there's a lot on the Bryce thing to weigh in on, including Bryce the GM, which maybe is one of the bigger annoyances people have with him, that sometimes the selection of teammates that it feels like he has fostered, while better than they had, haven't been good enough, and maybe people hold that against him. Like, the whole thing on the table, Harper at the half, 215-592-9494. Seltzer on any of this, what say you?
So, I think the contract has been a success for the first half.
I agree with that.
I think that's the headline. The number one thing is that, you know, for the money, what they've gotten both on and off the field, I think it's an absolute success.
Can I say one thing before we keep going? I actually think the headline, is the return of Red October.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to, it's a slightly different, like,
he brought the franchise back from the depths of despair.
I actually think that's the headline.
Sure,
but anyway,
sure.
My
point is, yes, that because I think the headline is the contract success because of that. You know what I mean?
Like, as we sit here on about to be July 4th, I look forward in 3 months to knowing, strongly believing my team's going to be in October.
I agree. Now,
and that's fun.
Now, I'm not there yet to answer yes on the Twitter poll to do I hold it against Bryce, but I think Bryce would agree that if he doesn't win a World Series here, he would consider it in a lot of ways a failure. And I don't think the contract itself is a failure. I don't think he's a failure as a player. I don't think what he's done here is a failure. But I do think that if this Bryce Harper thing doesn't have a ring attached to it, it will ultimately be looked at as something of a disappointment.
Well, disappointment,
even if the contract itself isn't, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. So I'll say this. Disappointment, clearly. But then there's a degree to which you hold it against them. That's why the framing of our Twitter poll is, do you hold it against? Like, let me give you a for instance.
It will be held against him at the end of the day when he's talked about legacy-wise.
I understand.
Like, it is with Barry Bonds, even though it shouldn't be. But it is, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about Philly sports for a second. Do I hold it against Brian Dawkins' Eagles to not win a Super Bowl? I do not. I think most people do not. Now, we hold it against Donovan. Ball's in his hands. He's the quarterback. You got greater influence in a game. So Donovan gets that tag on a negative way a lot more than Doc. Fair or unfair, it's just a fact. Do I hold it against Charles Barkley? The Sixers didn't win a title, and Allen Iverson, title without them. No, at all. Because I thought they didn't have nearly enough teammates. Lindros, you know, like, they had more. Those teams had more. So, there are some interesting players in the history of Philadelphia sports where you say, do you hold it? And Bryce is now the main guy now. And Joel. Joel will be the other one. Joel and Bryce are the two guys in Philly sports who have been knock, knock, knocking at the door. Although Joel got not even nearly as close as Bryce. Not even close. Not even close to as close. Joel didn't get out of the second round. I get frustrated, John. You know I make this point a lot. When people view the Bryce thing as a pass-fail based on World Series win or not, I mean, there have been a lot of great moments in October, man. I treasure them. Now, I'm with you on lamenting the negatives in October, but I got to tell you guys, a lot more has been about, like, Trey Turner
he
missing the ball.
He has given us so much to celebrate.
Like, last year, Jeff Hoffman and Strom and Kerkren fell freaking apart. I mean, they fell apart in that postseason. I know Bryce had the bad at bat in game six of the sixth inning of game three. I know it. I saw it. It was brutal. It was three strikes. It was over fast. But, I mean, man, I trust him. Now, I might not trust him as much moving forward. It looks like physical decline is a big problem. Look, I am very pro Bryce Harper. I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. I mean, there's the contract thing. There's the comments. I do think he represents us in a way we can be proud. I do think at times he pandered, and that did irritate me, and I said it. But I think he's a good guy. I know he's a spectacular player. I'm proud to have him as a Philly athlete. But
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tell us.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Back it is the Midday Show. Harper at the half on WIP. 6.5 years out of 13. Down and done. Bryce Harper has been obviously a really good performer for the Phillies so far. I think we'd all agree the first half has been really good, right? He won an MVP. Yeah. He helped get to a World Series. He's been brilliant in the postseason. But looking forward, what if they don't win one? And as much as none of us want it, like, think about that. It is possible. I mean, it's certainly. I heard this morning, Hugh, they were discussing, like, if you had to bet right now, would you bet on them winning a World Series with Bryce Harper or not? And I think James said he would bet against it. Joe and John both said they would bet on it. Either way, it's not like. I wouldn't say it's more than a 50-50 proposition. I mean, like, they haven't won it yet. Bryce already has been prime. He's probably out of his prime now. So I think it's probably 50-50. They don't win one with Bryce Harper. I still think this would be a success, even if they don't win a World Series. Hugh does not. Mr. Ring Culture, where do you come now? 215-592-9494. But before we go back to the phones, Hugh, let's discuss a trade rumor that was out there yesterday that I just find so interesting because maybe we're thinking about the trade deadline all wrong for the Phillies. Because I think every time we bring it up, we're like, all right, they're going to add something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they'll subtract is minor leaguers. Or, you know, Mick Abel's kind of fringe major leaguer. He's been up here a little bit, but, you know, he could be part of a deal. But we think of it more like they're going to trade away the Justin Crawfords of the world or their minor leaguers to get help. Not they're going to trade away someone who's a big part of the team. But yesterday, Jim Bowden, former Reds general manager, now he writes for The Athletic, he polled 40 executives around baseball. And these are people that are other GMs or president of baseball operations, right? Like the Dave Dombrowski's of baseball. He polled them and said, give me names that are likely to be moved to the trade deadline. Not possible, likely to be moved. I think that's the important word, likely to be moved. So like, who are the names you're hearing when you have trade conversations? And there's a whole bunch of names in there. I mean, you know, names that we've heard a lot about. And then there's some of the ones I'm like, that's kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about that name. He was on the list yesterday in the position player section. Phillies right fielder Nick Castellanos. Mm. And it said here, written by Jim Bowden, the Castellanos rumors just never go away. And for that reason alone, multiple GMs think there's a chance he could get moved if Philadelphia could find a better right field option. I've been thinking about this for over a day now, and I really wonder if maybe Dave Dombrowski is going to shake things up in a way we are not expecting, that maybe he's going to swap Castellanos somewhere to get something and then something else out to get something else he needs. Maybe they're going to be more like bold at the trade deadline than any of us anticipate. The more you think about the Castellanos thing, what do you think that means? Why are GMs hearing his name out there?
I think that maybe it's because of what happened a few weeks ago. It might not seem like a major thing to a lot of people, but the challenging of Tupper, the way that he did.
Sure.
On the heels after that, you talk about what Kepler did, you know, saying that, coming out and saying he's not playing a whole lot and things of that nature. I think that they feel like they're in a win-now window, and it might be one of those situations where you have to shake it up a little bit and by getting rid of one of the core guys and getting somebody else. Because it's obvious that when they pulled him that day, that there was some issues they felt with his play in outfield. So,
sure.
So that's not far-fetched, but I think that with everything that just happened, that it kind of ramped up a little bit, if you will.
So the other thing I thought about, I think that's certainly probably part of it, is there's so many teams in the race, right, because of the extra wild cards now. You look right now at the standings. How many teams are dead? Eight, maybe seven, eight.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not, of the 30 teams, it's not like there's 15 that are sellers. So I also wonder if maybe there's a team out there that may have an extra relief pitcher or two and they need a bat. And maybe it's not like your traditional trade where it's like, okay, we'll trade you this guy for prospects. No, you take Castellanos, we'll take your relief pitcher, and then we'll make another deal to get a different outfielder in here. I was surprised, but the more I think about it, you know, they did spend a lot of the offseason discussing the idea of shaking this thing up. They didn't. Maybe it happens now. We shall see. 215-592-9494. Let's go to DeMond. DeMond in Delco, up talking Bryce Harper. What's up, DeMond?
Yo, yo. Good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, DeMond?
Good morning, fellas. Y'all hear me?
How you doing?
What's
we
up?
Hear you.
Y'all here? Oh, there y'all go. All right. I'm here, fellas.
What's
I'm
up, DeMond? Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, not much, man. Listen, I heard earlier they was getting on my boy Hugh. I kind of think he an undercover Dallas guy, a triple agent or something.
His friends with Eric Williams, hanging out with Nate Newton.
I'm trying to figure out how y'all come to that conclusion.
Well, you're hanging out with a lot of Cowboys lately.
Hey, Hugh, I don't know what you're doing, bro, but leave them Cowboys alone. I know you're retired, bro, but it's still the Cowboys,
DeMond,
man.
Can I defend myself? And by the way, I misspoke earlier because Cheney and Lincoln, they're closer than Dell State.
HBCU. So we'll go to their homecoming.
Yeah, we'll go to theirs. But I here's the thing. We all went to HBCUs. Nate Newton, Eric Williams. As a matter of fact, me and Eric Williams went to the same school. So there's a even though they're Dallas Cowboys, which I will say, I remind Nate Newton every time that we talk that I don't like him as a Cowboy.
Good, good. Yeah,
but he also reminds me that we just started winning Super Bowls, and that's why I'm so bitter. So we're at the point now where, you know, the HBCU fam is like the first fam, and like the Cowboy thing is secondary. Now, when we were playing, it was the other way around. But since we've gotten older now, and, you know, we're telling these, you know, these old war stories and everything, that's kind of where it went to. But I still don't like the Cowboys, though.
I got you. I got you, Hugh. Now, listen, I ain't the one who called you a 007. Now, somebody else there, I just went along with it because it sounded good.
But I'm just saying, I felt like I had to explain a little bit.
Well, good.
You do, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Look, context.
You do, because you're an all-time great Eagle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You got to explain why you mixing it, you know what I mean, mixing it in like
that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And you know what? I believed him, DeMond. Sometimes he does filibusters, and we know he's pretending. I think he was real on that. He just, you know.
Yeah, that time.
Yeah, that time. The rest of the times he's lying. Go ahead, DeMond.
Okay, all right. So, with your boy Bryce, mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be honest, I was excited, like everyone, when we first got him. The team, but then what happened is, when he left his team that he was on, they won, and since then, we only smelled the cookies, the smelt the juice. We've been there, but we ain't did nothing. So, with that effect, until now, you said this is halfway. I didn't even realize it's halfway point 6 years in. And so now I'm kind of like thinking about, okay, now his career, he did some good things. He had moments. But for me, his moments don't add up to a chip, man. And if you want to become a great Philadelphia sports guy and if you want everybody to love you, you got to bring us a chip, man. I don't care which sport is in, like Embiid right now. I think him and Bryce are on the same level to me because – he ain't bored us nothing.
But we did get to a World Series. I mean, Embiid hasn't taken us to the finals yet.
That's what I'm talking about. But here's the thing, though. Even taking us to the World Series, the whole thing, the reason why I believe we watch so much TV and all the sports shows is for the ultimate goal, which is what you said earlier, the championship.
Right.
So if I'm watching for the championship, you get there, but we ain't winning. It's still the same. Listen. It only counts. First place is the only place we care about. We don't care about second, man. We don't care about third. We don't care about fourth.
DeMond, let me ask you a question. I'm curious because I think there's similarities so far with the guy that I mentioned and like what he did here. Did you consider, like now that you look back, the Allen Iverson era a success?
Okay, yes. I'm going to tell you why, though. It's completely different. Because right, but AI before, was only 6-1.
I know, but before you explain, I know it's not perfectly the same. It's a little different, like you're going to explain, but... they both got to the finals, right, or World Series finals, lost, and then we haven't gotten back. I mean, it is the results are kind of similar.
The work ethic, that's what I say here. AI, you know, when he showed up on the court, he was all in. He was going against 7-footers, getting knocked down, getting back up. I just don't believe Harper all the time is giving me an AI effort. If you want to name it that, I call it an AI effort. Mm. I don't think he's giving me an AI, Kobe, or MJ. I don't think he's giving me that effort in baseball every single time he's out there. Now, if that's the only comparison you got is AI, then no, because AI gave us everything. That's why we love him.
What about Donovan?
But he gave us...
Donovan?
See, I hate Dirk Diggler. Don't mention him to me. That's Dirk Diggler. Dirk Diggler, I believe that my boy right now, Jalen's going to become the best quarterback, if not
already.
Oh,
I agree. But Donovan's era was pretty good. I mean, it was like they got to the Super Bowl, they got to 5 title games, but they didn't win one.
He was all right, man, but he killed me when he did the thing with T.O., his old nonsense. And then you know, like him, like he threw up, man. In the middle of the Super Bowl, he threw up. He felt like he was out of breath. He was lagging. That all turned my stomach upside down because – a lot of times I seen dudes running wide open across the field, and he was throwing them down their feet. So that pissed me off about him. And he has some good wide receivers. Some of them wasn't all that great, like Thrash and Stinkston, but he had some other ones. Chris Carter. He had some dudes. He had number 10, my boy DJ. He had some dudes, man, and he didn't come through with it. So Dirk Diggler, don't name him. Anybody but Dirk Diggler, you know what I mean, we already with.
I got you, man. DeMond, we appreciate you, buddy.
DeMond, I'll let you cook, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
good phone call.
That is a good quarterback, though. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes when you at the cookout and they call folks out, you just got to let the brother speak, man.
Yeah, you let it breathe.
Just let it breathe. Yeah. Let it breathe. He's still my quarterback, though.
Yeah. It's kind of like what you do here on the show. Sometimes, you know, you just let it breathe.
We got to lay out. Let me cook,
and then let everyone get mad. let it go. All right, Reese.
That was crazy, though.
No, I like that, though. Reese at Penn Talk is up. Hey, Reese.
Oh, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Reese?
What's going on, man?
Just want to let you know, first and foremost, you're my guy, bro. I'm 42. So I was young when you was out there doing your thing.
Appreciate you.
But real quick, I want to try – I got two things I want to get accomplished real quick. I need to understand something. Do you bet every day or is it every so often?
Every so often.
I need you to come up to $5, guy.
Wait a minute.
Tell him, Reese.
Hold on. What's
Reese,
what
come on.
I need you to come up a little bit.
What do you mean? Why? But why though?
Because those $2 bets are sad.
What do you mean that's sad?
You can take my number. You can take my number, man. I promise. And if you ever hit me, I will give you my best parlay. My guy, come up for me.
You sound like some other friends. Like, dog, you bet $2. Why are you wasting your time?
Before you make your Bryce point, Reese, sometimes he'll reel off this parlay. It's like, wow, I got 40-1 odds.
Tell me about it.
He doesn't even win $100 if he wins.
I'm
it's ridiculous.
Joe, and I'm like, bro, if he come up.
Reese, it's gotten to the point because I know there are people out there like you that get mad at me for doing that. That's part of the reason why I do it.
I'm not mad, but
they're irritated. That's a better word. Like, damn, dog, put some real money on it. I've got to the point now, I just like doing it to brag about the $2 parlay to make some folks, you know, like, are you seriously bragging about a $2 parlay?
Yeah, oh, don't get confused. I've done it.
Yeah, so you
and
still.
I've hit for probably more than you have off of $2 then.
Okay, we like
that. The most I probably hit was like $5 off of two.
Oh, okay, that's an
old. And I turned five into nine once.
Okay.
And then I turned 10 into 14. And if I told you it was baseball season, you probably would believe me, but I turned 10 into 14.
Oh, wow. So he a better.
Okay. So, look, but I do smart. I don't do it every day. It's when I feel like I like the day. I get it.
See, now you got to do my competitive juice.
I don't want to hold y'all up too long. I don't know about Black Gritty. I get it. If he's who I think he is on TikTok, then I get why he didn't go talk. But, man, if I'm going to meet you, I'm going around the building. I don't care.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And we were sitting there chopping it up too. Me and Joe sat there for a while.
We did. We were there waiting on Blacker. So Reese, what do you think?
Look,
is this Harper thing a success?
Invite me to a game. I'm coming to meet you.
All right, we'll do it soon. We'll do it soon. All right. So if they don't win World Series,
Harper has been good. We get it. He's been good. But I got to understand something. What did we bring Bryce Harper here for? Did we bring him here to look good, or did we bring him here so we could win the championship?
Win, of course. Win.
So, and I'm gonna add another thing. Did he bring Trey Turner here to look good and bring him here also to try to win a chip?
The whole point is to win. That's the whole
All
point.
All right. So at the end of the day, if this, like you said, if this tenure doesn't equal a World Series championship, it's not going to be a success. You will, like, this is like, all right, real quick, Andy Reid, would you call it a success?
I would call Andy's time here a success. Reese, you might disagree.
We didn't win it.
I know you didn't win it, but
we had a good time, not a great time, Joe.
Well, okay, but I think sometimes.
Now do you get what I'm saying?
I do, but let me throw this in there because I think the Reed part is interesting. Think about how bad the Eagles were when Reed got here. Think about how down the Phillies were. I give extra credit if you revive something bad. The Eagles were bad. Reed made them good. The Phillies were bad.
But did Bryce win it?
No. But that's like.
Could I talk to anybody in my family that's a Cowboys fan, right?
You got to disown those people. That's what you got to do.
Man, that's family. It is what it is. That's how I became an Eagles fan. Trust me, I was young when I sat and watched the Eagles Cowboys fan. I was about six. And listened to my cousins. That's how I became a Philly fan. I looked at my mom. I said, isn't he right across the bridge? They said, oh, I'm an Eagles fan. What you mean? I don't like them. The way they talk,
he needs to take your advice and dump, you know, Nate Newton and those guys.
That's what we're here for. Any story franchise we talk about, where do you go with the conversation?
You go to championships. I mean, you go to that. It's the story. I can't change my mind on this.
Would you please help me? He's not understanding. We had a good time, not a great time with Andy Reid.
But we were having a bad time before Reese.
Well, in 2017, we had a great time last year.
Great time.
At any time before that, when we went to the Super Bowl 1 year, like he said, when they went, you know, we didn't really win, but I don't really account all that to Donovan throwing up chunky. Andy Reid was on his time management thing then.
Yeah, I know. Andy was not as great of a coach then as he is now.
He's got to take some blunt on that.
I get it, Reese. It's a good phone. Reese, we appreciate you, man. It's a good phone call. And happy 4th.
And he's got me betting now.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he put you in your place.
I'm still doing $2.
No, why?
I just put a parlay in.
It's a parlay, and you do.
Parlay.
Think about, like, the return is so much better when you just go from 2 to 5.
If I hit this $2 parlay, I'm going to get $45.
Yeah, but
that's a nice little return.
Wait. If you do a $5 parlay on the same thing, it's probably $200.
I'll just take the $2.
Yeah, but that's not. $200. So what is it? It's 2 to win what?
$2.
To win?
To win like 45.
So it's 20 to 1.
Yeah.
So you went over 100. It's over 100. Come on, dude. That's the way to start a holiday week.
You want to hit my parlay?
Well, we're here now, so.
I took the Minnesota Twins, who right now are losing. They're losing right now.
Is the game started already?
Yeah. And then I got the Astros that went on the money line, Detroit Tigers.
Who are they playing? You're not giving me opponents.
Oh, I got you. Need do you need opponents?
Well, yeah.
The Nationals.
Well, you definitely do for the Astros or the Rockies.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got
Oh,
that.
So
yeah.
that's cheap. You went against the Marlins. Marlins won the hottest team in baseball. You're cooked.
Hey, that's what juiced my parlay a little bit though.
The Marlins. Yeah. I think you're getting cooked on this.
Yeah, I think I might. After I put it, I looked at the score and I'm like, yeah, I'm already.
There is not. I don't usually do a baseball parlay. Hugh, there's nothing worse than a Sunday NFL parlay when the first one loses. I feel like crap.
It's like
I don't know. Like you bet
Minnesota
all the 1 o'clock games. Maybe you may. I mean, they could. It's only 3-0. But like sometimes I'll bet a 1 o'clock game, a 4 and the 8 or the Monday night.
And then
game.
Your parlay is cooked.
It's 21-0 yeah, second quarter of the first game, and I'm like,
yeah.
This thing's a wrap.
I just like to do it for the irritation factor.
Yeah. I think you do a lot of things for that. Yeah.
I'm kinda that guy.
Yeah. All right. Tyler in Delaware has got some thoughts on you going to the cookout. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, young Thundercats. How we doing today, Joe?
What's going on?
Tyler, man? What's up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, Hugh.
Yes.
You always are sponsored by Hatfield. Gotta put some pork on your fork. Don't you want to get some free food tomorrow?
That's right.
Not really.
Come on now.
No, not really.
In that part of the time of the year that it is, getting a chance to, put some bacon on there, get a burger.
No, I'm good.
Get some fried chicken.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Listen, Tyler. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I mean, you're fairly young, but everybody that's at the barbecuing don't know how to cook. Like everybody's not, they don't have that barbecue acumen.
You know what? You put your chef cap on and you go by the grill.
And some people don't believe in seasoning. Most folks, like it's a lot of folks don't believe in seasoning. Mm. So I'm not,
But maybe the people you live near are believe in seasoning and they're great cooks.
I don't believe it.
Why are you judging books by their cover?
I am, but I'm not. I'm not going to the cookout. I'm not going.
But that, Hugh, you just answered your own question. That's a way to endear yourself to people. If you want other people to see you other than, I just play football or I just talk sports, you could talk about seasoning food.
That's right. You could help them. You can be the cook.
But Tyler, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Tyler. Most of the time when I meet people, that's all they want to talk about is sports. They don't want to talk about seasoning.
Right, you go in tomorrow and you say, everyone back off. I'm manning the grill.
I'm seasoning the food. That dog is not, huh?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Not that friendly.
You know this is a fair point because if Hugh doesn't want to talk sports all day long and he actually wants to have conversations with people other than sports, food is a universal topic.
Everyone eats.
I don't know why that wouldn't be it.
We all eat.
I would say no. I'm not. Hey, Tyler, you're doing a good job.
We're swimming upstream here, Tyler, because Hugh's already made up his mind that he's not going to the cookout, and that's a shame.
I'm not going to the cookout.
Okay. Tyler, what do you think about Bryce Harper?
All right, so you talk about everybody eats. When I think about everybody eating, when Bryce Harper came here, Bryce Harper brought cachet. He brought the stigma of, you're a number one pick. He's felt that pressure since he was a teenager. And when I think about this era, Joe, and I'm going to be with you. I'm going to long talk just a little bit to back you up, Hugh, because this is really, really important. When I think about what we define success in this city with Harper, Joe, how can you not think that at the end of this, there can't be a parade down Broad Street? We sat here last year and talked about that interview, actually earlier this season in spring training with Jimmy Rollins when he was interviewed about, if you don't want us to keep talking about the 2018, go win it. Go win it. Go do what we did, and then people will remember you for that. I'm not going to yell and scream and get crazy, but my point is that Bryce Harper has given us, as people in the Philadelphia area, he's given us hope again. But the issue now is that we're in an age of every year we have regressed. And what my hope is that when you look at the way that this team is built, this team does need some sort of a shakeup, because every year we hit what was supposed to be the mountaintop in 2022, and we've gone a peg down each and every year since then. And when I think of how awesome, I know you keep on saying, why do we keep on bringing up Hurts? And I got group chats that I argue for Hurts so much in.
You're not the only one. There's a lot of people around here do that right now.
A couple years ago, Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And I know other people say, oh, the Eagles still lost and Hurts had that one turnover. But, man, he balled his butt off in that game. He had the two-point conversion on the final drive to tie the game before the Bradbury hold and all that.
He had the octopus. But he scored the touchdown, then the two-point conversion. The octopus.
Yes. And when I think about him, he's going to be remembered in this city, regardless of what he does for the rest of his time here, as being a champion.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, that's why you make such a good case, because Bryce Harper, when you think about a player that this city would want, Bryce Harper is that player. To wear the Fanatic socks, to hustle on plays, to be a leader. But my biggest challenge, because he listens to this station, is we talk about Kyle Schwarber being more of that lead dog on this team. We need Bryce Harper to be that leader to give us that hope again. We've heard him talk about the atmosphere here, the winning here. And I still don't give up hope that we're not going to get the job done. But when a guy is on the clock, when it's the final 11 o'clock hour before the clock strikes 12, this is Bryce Harper's time to push the chips into the middle of the table and to galvanize the troops. Because I tell you, this is the season where if we don't get it done, we might be talking about, Joe, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, what could have been.
Oh, I tell you, I agree with that. Yeah,
opportunities to get the job done.
Well, I mean, this window is, the window is closing. I mean, now they're in first place. They're playing well. They have great pitching. And Tyler, we appreciate the call and happy July 4th. But it's closing. I mean, they're going to have to open up a new window in the second half of Bryce's career. They got this. I mean, Wheeler's under contract through 2027. It feels like the window is.
And he said he's about done.
He's about done, right? And this is not in a young team. So the window's now to change this. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the whole Bryce Harper thing. Harper at the half. Can this be considered a success without a World Series championship? I think it can be. Who doesn't? Where do you come down? I already consider the Bryce Harper era a success for the Philadelphia Phillies, the way he's played, how the team has responded, how they've played. And I remember the lean years before Bryce Harper got here. Where do you come down in all this? On the other side, your calls, and I'll rank for you my five favorite Bryce Harper moments in the first 6.5 years, the first half of the contract. My favorite Harper moments. One of them Tyler just alluded to there. That's coming up next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Listen, this 4th of July, you can have big savings at Mattress Warehouse up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. You can get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. I suggest, it's just a suggestion, that you go get some pillows with that purchase. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. So I suggest when you go in that when you're looking for your mattress, try to find one that gives you the adjustable base, because that's clutch. That's a clutch thing that you need to have. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is the Best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Harper at the half talking about Bryce Harper as we are at the midway point of his 13-year, $330 million contract. One guy that followed that signing quite closely as it was happening is Jim Salisbury. You can hear Jim on the Philly show with Todd Zielecki and our buddy Ruben Amaro Jr. I guess Zielecki's our buddy, too. Jim Salisbury joins us now. Thanks for giving us the time, Jim.
Yeah, my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Actually,
what's up, Jim?
Before we get to the Bryce Harper thing, you know, we were just sort of figuring out the rules for Fritz's matchup with the camera next Wednesday, and we have heard that you have seen Fritz throw more recently than any of us have. So, you know, as someone who has had a catch with Jack Fritz recently, how does the arm look?
That is true. I have what they call a fresh scouting report.
Yes. What's it look like? You know, what would you write on the scouting report if the GM came to you and asked you about Fritz?
I would write, that's a great question. I would write, for an out-of-shape layman, it's a good arm.
Okay. That's about, I think we'll take it.
It's, you know, it's, he's got some arm strength and some carry through the zone. We'll see if he can throw strikes. To me, that's the big thing. If he throws strikes, I think Joe will have problems if he throws strikes. But, you know, I don't know if he can throw strikes because, you know, Jack was quite boastful on the first leg of the tournament, and he was fed a large dose of humble pie, it sounds like.
He was.
Sure was.
Yeah. As someone who watched it, it was, you know, it was something to behold.
Ike will tell you this. There's an old saying, the great athletes expect to win, but they don't assume they're going to win. And Jack assumed he was going to win, and that's a problem.
Well, that's why no one's called Jack a great athlete. if we're being fair, Jim.
Catching strays over there.
2012 first team All-Chessman.
There it is. That was 13 years ago. So Jim, we're talking about Bryce, and the 6.5 years has feels like it's gone by pretty quick. Now, when you look at it all, a lot has happened, but it's just weird to think that we're halfway through this contract that seems like, at the time, this contract will just go forever.
You're right. It does seem like it's gone quick. And I remember when he signed it, 13 years seemed like an eternity. And now you're at the halfway point. It has gone by fast. I think he's had a great impact, though. I know some folks will look at it and say, well, they haven't won a World Series yet. But you can't win a World Series alone. I think he's really carried his end of the bargain. I think it's been a really good investment. At the time he signed, $330 million was the largest package ever given to a major league player, and now it's like 10th or 11th because the market just keeps going crazy. I know this sounds funny, but I almost think he's a bargain. I know he's had some injury problems, but you know, so far that he's put a lot of fannies in the seats, and they've won a lot of ball games, and I think it's been a dynamite investment. Maybe you know, Wheeler's been a great investment, but so is Harper.
Yeah. Has there been anything that maybe that has surprised you about him that you didn't anticipate that we've gotten to sort of learn or know about Bryce during his time?
Well, that's a good question. Like, I probably answer that. Nothing has surprised me performance wise, but maybe like person wise.
Yeah.
From afar, I heard he was maybe a little difficult to deal with. From a, you know, reporter or player standpoint. And I can tell you, he has been nothing but a gentleman and nothing but accountable and nothing but approachable and accessible. I think it has a little bit to do with that contract. You know, his agent, Scott Boras, is very conscious about, you know, the image you portray. And I think Bryce is conscious about that. And I think the Phillies talked to him and John Middleton talked to him that, you know, with this humongous contract comes responsibility connecting to the fan base and the community. And you do that through the media. He's been great to deal with from a media standpoint. Like I said, accountable, a gentleman, always there, doesn't duck anything. And to me, that is probably the biggest surprise for me because I had heard he could be a little prickly when he was in Washington, but I've never seen even anything close to that.
Well, and a credit to him because your agent can tell you to do this all you want and the owner can tell you this is what's important to me all you want. But then all of a sudden when you're in the reality of 162 games and upset fans and, you know, reporters asking you, you know, the same questions, 100, not no offense to reporters, but just like the way that it works and to never crack really is, yeah, is honestly one of the most impressive things. Yeah. I wait for him to break. And, like, yeah, he never cracks, you know?
Yeah. And no offense taken. That's
yes.
That's what we do.
Yeah, no. It's just that, yeah.
That's what we do, and he understands it.
Yep.
He gets it. He kind of knows who the guys that are around a lot, the guys who get it, and he's a real pro. He's a pro in dealing with you. Doesn't suffer fools, but I'll tell you what, he's been nothing but a pleasure to deal with. From my end, I've enjoyed dealing with him, and you know, some nights when you're watching him, you feel like you have the greatest job in the world. I've done this job a long time, and you know, watching Jimmy Rollins, watching Ryan Howard, Cole Hamels, Chase Utley, Roy Halladay, Zach Wheeler, it's fun to watch greatness.
Yeah.
And it's fun to tell great stories. It's why you get in this business. And Bryce Harper, more often than not, I feel like I'm watching greatness. And he says interesting things and does interesting things, and he's interesting to write about, and he's interesting to talk about. So from my perspective, I've really enjoyed it.
Jim Salisbury with us talking about Bryce Harper. So, you know, we've mentioned a couple times the pursuit and the signing. Do you think that there is another team? We remember the rumors of who was close and who Bryce was interested in signing with. Like, as you followed it, do you think he was ever close with another team? And if it wasn't the Phillies, who do you think it would have been?
Well, I think Dodgers and the Giants.
Giants, yeah.
Both made kind of, you know, very large AAV offers with a shorter term. But he was interested in going to one place and staying a long time and having a big number attached to it. And that was the Phillies. So I think, you know, looking at it, it was those three teams. And, you know, to me, it's funny looking back at that. You know, he's not here. He's not a Philly if Manny Machado says yes. I mean, Manny Machado was the guy they went after first. Manny Machado is the guy they made an offer to first. I think Matt Klentak and his crew were kind of high on Manny Machado because of the defense and the offensive package, the whole package. But it doesn't sound like, you know, from what I recall, their initial offer was what Manny was looking for. The drama played out. John Middleton got involved, was very much interested in Bryce Harper. Then the personal meetings started, and then they went hard after Bryce. But this could have been a lot different if Manny Machado says yes.
Mm-hmm.
Covering it, like any free agent drama, it can be stressful. You can't blink. And for me, it really took a turn. I was at dinner one night in Clearwater, and somebody told me that John Middleton's plane is parked at the Las Vegas airport as we speak.
I remember that. Yep.
And that's when I knew that John had rolled up his sleeves, and he was going to get something done, and Bryce Harper was going to be a Philly. And within a few days, he was a Philly. And it was a really exciting, exciting time because, when I first started covering the Phillies, they were in a real dark period of a long rebuild. And then they had the great Jimmy Chase, Ryan Ruiz, Cole Hamels, Charlie Manuel era, and that was fun. And then they went dark again, and it got quiet and boring. And, man, Bryce just, I remember the day after he signed in Clearwater, I remember talking to Reese Hoskins and his eyes were like saucers. He was so excited that, baseball was back. And he was standing outside the clubhouse in Clearwater, and there's a big, you guys might have seen it when you were down there, there's a big mural on the wall outside the clubhouse of the moment they won the World Series in 2008, when the ballpark has just gone crazy and the banners are being unfurled and the players are mobbing each other. It's this huge picture. And Hoskins points to the mural over his shoulder and said, these days are back. And I know they haven't won a World Series, and that's the objective. But the excitement has come back, and baseball is back. And, a lot of it started with Bryce Harper. It takes a whole team. Zach Wheeler's been a great acquisition. Kyle Schwarber has been a great acquisition, and they have an exciting team that has played in the postseason 3 years in a row, and I believe they're going to play there a fourth season in a row. So, baseball is back, and Bryce Harper, to me, is a very, very big part of it.
Before we let you go, Jim, this year's team, it's a weird team to talk about on the air every day because they're clearly good. They're in first place. They have one of the best pitching staffs I've ever seen in my life. Yet no one seems to, at least from a fan base, I feel like people don't trust the team. So, yeah. And you watching them from your vantage point, like what does your gut tell you, aside from the obvious, yes, they need bullpen, blah, 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 blah. Like what does your gut tell you about, can this team win the World Series?
Yeah, they can win the World Series, but you got to play good. You got to play good for months. And they've played good for months, several times, many times. And Bryce Harper was player of the month last year in May and June. They can play good for a month and win the World Series. To me, it's not a team that's a shoo-in to win the World Series. It's a team that gets in and plays the best. And, having a great starting staff is a great place it's a great launching pad. So that's a good thing to have. They have a lot of inconsistency on offense. They need to put together a good month. The bullpen is shaky. That's where the front office needs to come in and I think make a score for a big arm reliever, or maybe even a big arm and a nice secondary arm back there. But I understand that the fan base doesn't trust them because we put so much stock in October, so much stock in the postseason, and that's fine because that's what pro sports is all about, winning championships. And when you don't win one and, you come up short in the tournament and your offense goes cold 2 years in a row and your bullpen fades 2 years in a row, it kind of smacks at your confidence level a little bit. So I totally understand it. But I really think the foundation of the team is good. I think they're going to get there into October. And then it's about how you play. And I still believe that Dombrowski will do something to shore up that bullpen, and you know maybe they'll get a right-handed bat. I'm not sure there's a right-handed bat out there that puts them over the top, but there's probably right-handed bats out there that would mitigate some of their shortcomings and help nudge it along. But you know, get a good bullpen arm, and I think they will. I really think they will. And then you need your big boys, your Harper, Schwarber, Turner, Realmuto, all of these guys. If you're going to win this thing, you're going to win it with your core playing well in the month of October, and the bullpen acquisition that your front office can deliver helping out. And there's so much to this. They finally have a handful of pieces in this farm system that everybody likes, that everybody's excited about. But they're probably going to have to sacrifice one or two of them. But it's time. This is the time to do that because you have a star-studded roster. You have a humongous, humongous payroll. You have huge expectations. You have an odometer reading that is very high with your core is all over the age of 30. You got to win now. You got to win this year. You got to win next year. You have an elite pitcher that is 35 years old. And we all know that, you know, they only have so many bullets. So the time is now. The time is now to try to make something happen. And I'm just fascinated to see where this goes.
You've watched and covered a lot of Phillies baseball. We've given out our sort of Mount Rushmore of Phillies. I would love to hear who you would have on your Mount Rushmore of Phillies.
Wow. You know, pro sports is about winning championships.
Don't tell LeBron that, though. But yes, yeah. I agree with you.
That's why I have such respect for the Eagles quarterback. You know, I hear this debate that he's this, he's that. He's a champion for me. But anyway, you know, Jimmy, Ryan, Chase, Cole Hamels. Cole Hamels was 24 years old. I could barely get out of the driveway at 24 years old, and he's putting the city on his back and pitching him to the World Series, you know. You know, Roy Halladay in just two great years was awesome. Curt Schilling. Covering Curt Schilling was awesome. Because the teams were terrible, and you knew every fifth night he was going to go out there and do something, you know, insanely special. And then after the game, he's going to say something to fill up your notebook and light up your story. So he was great to cover. Those are all my Mount Rushmores. But Bryce Harper is a Hall of Famer. We're watching a Hall of Famer.
Oh, break. Yeah.
I know he's had injuries. You know, some of them are those type of injuries you wonder about, is he breaking down? But, you know, he got hit in the – you know, with a 96 mile an hour pitch that shattered his thumb, that's not breaking down. That just happens. So all of those guys are on my Rushmore. This Schwarber guy is a tremendous, tremendous offensive player and a tremendous leader in the clubhouse and a really quality human being. And Zach Wheeler, to watch him pitch every fifth night is something special. So that's a pretty big Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's about a 12-player Mount Rushmore. You really about done mountain. Me. You beat me out. I stretched to Mount Rushmore. You really have. You like Mount Rushmore cube.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I put Jimmy, Chase, and Ryan because they won a championship.
Yeah,
they won a World Series. And Cole Hamels. For me, winning a World Series carries a lot of juice here.
Yeah. So 1980 didn't. What about that squad?
Nah.
I'm not that old.
By the way, last thing, Jim, is Fritz going to throw strikes on Wednesday?
That's the big question.
Oh, come on.
If I'm the camera, I'm taking until I see a good one.
Yeah. By the way, DeCamera was going to do that anyway. The guy's arms could break if he swings that bat. So,
what's the deal if you walk him? Does that count, like, for him reaching base?
Yeah. Yes. Four times on base, it's a win for him. He won't get a hit, so it's probably going to be a walk.
Yeah.
And then three times the push and two times an under, I win.
Don't get cocky, Jack.
Yeah.
You hear it, don't you, Jim? You can hear it.
All right, Jim. Thank you so much for your time today, man.
All right, my pleasure. See you guys.
There is Jim Salisbury, who clearly has a different impression of what Mount Rushmore is than what I do. I mean, that was unreal. That was, I mean, that put Ike to shame.
It really did.
Yeah, and by the way, Jim was great. I mean, I thank him for coming on, but that was, he was on like the 11th guy of Mount Rushmore. He got to Mount Rushmore in his first 4 seconds. It was Jimmy,
James, Ryan, and Cole.
J-Roll. I was like, whoa, that's four. You haven't gotten to Schmitty yet.
He never got to Schmitty.
Yeah. By the way, Jack, he doesn't think you're going to throw strikes.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah.
Well, the last time we threw, I was a little wild.
Oh, no. The truth comes out. Yeah.
But the last time I threw, I wasn't wild.
All right. All right. 2155. Oh, by the way, Twitter question. By the way, this has swung in a way that makes me think Ike like tried to influence it or something. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Bryce Harper on your Phillies Mount Rushmore? It was 55% yes, and now it's 50.6% no.
Yeah.
Was there an Ike quote tweet in there?
Yeah, it definitely was.
Right. You swung it. Okay. That's a pretty big swing. Doesn't happen that late in the show, is what I'm trying to say. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Jim Salisbury might be the best reporter in Philadelphia, man.
He's great. Yep.
Hey, man, you heard what he said about the Eagles quarterback.
You heard me grunting, hey, by the way.
Respect. Man, look.
It's like, hold on. It's like everybody has to get their Jalen taken.
Yep.
because the reporter's here.
They listen to the show. No, you're right. You're right.
He made sure he came on this show and said it, you know, because he knows where the nonsense comes from most of the time, you know. But
BG also had a similar sentiment earlier this week.
Right. They listen. They hear it.
Yeah.
Best show in the nation, you know. But when it comes to Bryce Harper, man, like what Bryce Harper has done for the Philadelphia Phillies, like it can't be overlooked. I get it. Like they haven't won a championship. I'm a big Bryce Harper fan, and I know earlier OG tried to do the comparison with him and Jalen. It's different because like the type of position playing a quarterback. And then playing the game of baseball. But, like, I personally have Bryce Harper on my Mount Rushmore. I mean, obviously, I'm, like, a younger person. So, I mean, I was young when Mike Schmitty played. I mean, obviously, I have him on my Mount Rushmore. But just based off of, like, watching him play, I didn't see it. But what Bryce Harper has done for the Philadelphia Phillies, coming to Philadelphia when we were terrible for, like, missed the playoffs 10, 11 years in a row. And I get it, the first two seasons wasn't great with him. And, you know, it didn't start off great, but what he's done since the World Series, and I get it, this season hasn't been the best. But, I mean, he's an older player. But what Bryce Harper does, what I can consistent about, is that he performs in the playoffs. Now, I get it, last year versus the Mets, everybody wants to bring up game two and all that. Like, I get all that. Everybody going to have down moments. Like, not everybody can't be great every single time. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jalen had a down moment versus Tampa Bay. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't be great. But we gotta give respect to what Bryce Harper has done for Philadelphia and what he's brought back to the Phillies. Like, we wasn't having, like, Red October and being excited for Phillies baseball, talking about it. We wasn't talking about the Phillies like that before Bryce Harper got here.
It was a decade before they were in the postseason. Yeah, it was like 10 years.
We wasn't talking about them. And I get it. And look at it. Like Kyle Schwarber is here because of Bryce Harper. Trey Turner here. Because of Bryce, and everybody got their, you know, nicks and crannies that they want to pick with Trey Turner and Castellanos. I get all that. But these dudes is here because of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went to the NLCS. We went to the World Series. Like, and I get it. We taking steps back. But we having a good season this year. And when I guarantee you, we get to the postseason, he going to show up. That's what he do.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Man, you're right.
All right, Corey. Appreciate your call, brother.
Good call, bro.
Jack, in the top five.
What do you think it's going to be?
is it going to be Bryce Harper?
No, top five Bryce Harper moments. I've been waiting for it.
Trying to find some other ways to spin the whole moment thing. So I did my five favorite Harper home runs.
Oh,
I right. like there that matters.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We
one
get it.
One of them's going to be number one.
Yeah. Stick around to find out.
Yeah.
Stick around to find out.
That's
pricey, baby. Pricey.
Also, later on, I did put together, I don't want to waste this. Maybe we'll do it at 5:30 or something.
Oh, you spent a lot of time on this.
Well, just the top 10 free agents in Philly sports history and all the bad ones, too. It'll be fun to talk about. So.
Your top 10 might be more interesting than my top 5.
Well, from an interest, there's nothing interesting about that. Bryce thing will be fun to listen to.
Yes, yes,
yeah. We've heard those 1,000 times. They're always years.
I wish I was here for them.
I do. It's the one thing I wish you were here for.
Yeah. All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.